Another advocate for passage of the Child Victims Act is Joel Giambra, the former Erie County executive who recently dropped out of the Republican race for governor to seek the Reform Party line for the same office. Joel, welcome back to the Capitol Press Room.
Good morning, Susan.
So what's your assessment of the just passed state budget? Do you agree with the governor that it is a bold blueprint?
I think it's a complete failure. It was an attempt to avoid having to fix the structural deficit. I didn't see anything really that would allow me to believe that the structural deficit was dealt with. I think putting off the Child Victims Act was a tremendous failure on the Republican Party and the Republican leadership. And the budget, I think, was an overall disaster.
So it sounds like, I mean, from what you just said, from some things that you've told the New York Daily News, that you are very deeply unhappy with the Republican Party right now, in part because of the influence the Conservative Party has on it, according to you.
Well, the Conservative Party, I think, for a long time, Susan, has been the tail wagging the dog. And unfortunately, the Republican Party is a very weak dog at this point. The Republican Party, I think, has been hesitant to bolt from the Conservative Party philosophy, which has caused the Republicans, I think, to lose enrollment and to lose elections, quite frankly, over the last couple of years. The Republican Party is apparently content with coming in second. I tried to make the case that my candidacy would allow the Republican Party to expand its footprint, to increase enrollment, and to change direction from the grand old party that is so attached to the right-wing conservative party that it's incapable of moving forward with a new agenda.
So do you still consider yourself a Republican?
I'm a registered Republican, but as you know, the first half of my political career was as a Democrat.
Yeah.
I changed parties in 1999 after the Republican Party approached me and asked me if I would run for county executive in Erie County, which is a very, very blue county with a 3-to-1 enrollment advantage. And I was able to beat the Democratic incumbent because of message. And it was a message of change, hope, and opportunity, a message of reducing the size and cost of government.
So what are you now? Are you a Republican now?
I'm still a registered Republican, and I will be changing my affiliation shortly to the Reform Party, because I believe the Reform Party is the party of the future. When they talk about initiative and referendum, campaign finance reform, those are the kinds of issues I think the public is desperate for, an opportunity for democracy in New York State.
A lot of the things that the Reform Party advocates for are issues that the governor also advocates for, although I'm not sure how he feels about initiative and referendum or legalizing marijuana. But, some people say that with you running on the Reform Party line, you could be sort of a stalking horse. In fact, the New York Daily News said that some people believe that that's why you're running for the governor.
Well, the reason I'm running is because I'm not interested in establishing a career in politics. I already had that. I had 25 years in elected office here in Western New York, and I think it's a very accomplished candidacy that I had. This is not a joke. This is serious. I believe that the people of New York State and this country are completely frustrated with both major parties, both Democrats and Republicans. And I believe that voters are blaming both parties, not just one party, for the economic malaise that exists in New York State and the problems in New York State. And I'm convinced that people are looking for another option. And I hope to give them that option of a new hope and new vision for the state of New York.
So how is fundraising going? I mean, it's a minor party line. You're still a registered Republican. You've now been a Democrat, a Republican, and soon a Reform Party person. I mean, I would think that it might be difficult to attract people who want to buy into your message.
I don't think it's going to be difficult at all, Susan. Again, I think the frustration with both parties is so high that folks are looking for another option.
So you think like the way people voted for Trump, the outsider, is that what you were sort of portraying yourself as?
Well, I'm going to be the outsider in this campaign. I have a lot of experience in government, from city council member to city controller to county executive, and I believe I can put forth an agenda that's going to move the state in a new direction.
So besides child...
We've got to reduce the size and cost of government. We have to reduce onerous regulations on businesses, and we have to stop this the governor's attempt to create economic opportunity with corporate welfare. Corporate welfare hasn't worked. The Buffalo Billion was a failure.
So far, you sound a lot.
In Rochester.
So far, you sound a lot like the Republicans in the state Senate.
Well, I think the issues are going to be out there, and they're going to be expressed by all the candidates, but I think that when you see the agenda that we're going to propose, it's going to be much different than both parties.
All right, so you have had your name out here for a couple months now, so where is your agenda?
The agenda will be coming out very shortly. We're going to, again, talk about smaller government, reducing owners' burdens on businesses, stopping corporate welfare, ethics reform, campaign finance reform, Susan, is going to be a very large piece of our campaign.
Do you want to close the LLC loophole?
The loophole has to be closed. There's no question about it. And we have to figure out how to encourage more smaller donations and take the big money out of the equation. It's the big money that's causing government to function in a very inappropriate way. We see the corruption that's taken place over the last 7 years. With this administration that, talked years ago about cleaning up the swamp in Albany and the corruption, and they've done nothing but add to the problem.
So what do you think about Mark Molinaro's candidacy? The Republican Party seems to be anointing him. I mean, there are plenty of Republican chairmen who have fallen behind Molinaro and are backing him, and they see him as sort of a young, fresh outsider.
I don't really know Mark that well. I've met him one time. I believe he's going to be, unfortunately, the right-wing conservative Republican candidate who's supported by the NRA and is controlled by Mike Long. And it's my understanding that Mike Long is the, that Mark Molinaro is the hand-picked candidate of Mike Long. And I think that's going to be a problem for Mark and for the Republican Party.
So, Mark, Michael Long is the Conservative Party chairman, who you called in the New York Daily News a caveman, a Neanderthal, and a waste of human oxygen. There's not a lot of love lost there between you and Michael Long.
No, I don't. And again, I don't understand why he took the position he took with me. Obviously, I'm very.
What was that position?
That he basically said it was a non-starter for him as a Republican candidate.
Well, you have a lot of much more liberal views than he does.
Well, I have more moderate views than he does. I don't know about liberal. I think that, Mike Long is a thing of the past. He has not been able to move the Conservative Party forward. The Conservative Party, I think, has been a tremendous hindrance to the Republican Party over the years and will continue to be in this election cycle.
So if you do run on the Reform Party line, there is this chance that you're going to be a spoiler, which some like Long say that you want to be. And I did ask you this before, but again, do you think that your candidacy could possibly help Governor Cuomo?
No, not at all. I think my candidacy is a winning candidacy. I believe that, again, as I said earlier, Susan, that folks are totally disenchanted with both major parties and they're looking for an option. And we plan on presenting them with such an option, a candidate who is going to take on the system, who understands where the problems are. And again, campaign finance laws have to be changed because that's the root of all the problems in Albany.
We are
the massive amounts of money that are in the system.
We are out of time, Joel, but if people want to learn more about you, do you have a website yet?
The website will be going up. It is called Giambra4NewYork.com.
Giambra4NewYork.com. Joel Giambra, former Erie County executive who is looking to run for governor on the Reform Party line. Thanks again, Joel.
Have a great day, Susan.